When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
And happy Thursday. It's the last day of the week, actually, because tomorrow is Good Friday.
That's right.
Easter weekend is approaching us. I'm planning on going to Swan River for the Easter weekend. I notice there is a chance of snowing a few centimeters tomorrow, so I'm going to make sure to check the roads on Saturday to see if it's all clear.
Yes, keep an eye on that forecast. We could get a little bit of a dump here, mostly tomorrow from the looks of it.
That's what it looks like. And of course, I'll be checking, you know, Saskatchewan Highway Hotline and Manitoba 511. Yes. I have to check both when I travel because if you're crossing the border, it doesn't show for both on one website. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, it feels a little bit strange having a four-day work week when Friday's a holiday because a lot of holidays usually land on the Monday.
The majority of them, yeah. So yeah. It does kind of throw things off a little bit.
I actually kind of prefer a Friday holiday over a Monday holiday long weekend. Yeah. It's very hectic coming into work on Tuesday to catch up on everything, but at least this way I get an earlier Friday start to the weekend. That's what I look at it.
There's always an upside.
Absolutely.
Reader wants to master the banana cream pie.
Step one, make the pie. Step two, eat the pie. Step three, repeat.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday, you ended up also, I went into Melville on Tuesday to check out the Mills game, and you went yesterday as well.
Yes, indeed. It was the big game four. The Mills were looking to extend their season last night against the Battleford's North Stars, and it was a heck of a game. It ended up going to overtime, and unfortunately, it didn't go the way we were hoping. Battleford's ended up winning it 3-2 in overtime, so they took the series in four straight. The season comes to an end for the Mills, but a heck of a game. Will Dyke was amazing in net. He was a busy guy and he played fantastic, but not quite enough offense. They weren't able to put enough pucks in the net, but full marks to the Mills. Great to see them back in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to, you know, what next season will bring for them. But it was a good time. Great crowd again last night. Big 50-50.
Yeah, I heard it was a pretty solid one as well. It was fun going on Tuesday, and it seems like the crowd was still very well, and the spirit was very high.
Oh, yesterday. The energy was there. It was loud in there. Yeah, everyone was trying to cheer on the Mills. So a lot of fun. I also tried the poutine while I was there.
The food there's solid.
Oh, so good. But I got the large poutine.
Ooh.
And as fantastic as it was, I may not have to eat for another week. It was so big.
It was that big, eh?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you love rink food sometimes?
Yeah, no, it was great. I had a bite to eat, enjoyed some great hockey. I had a quick chat with the mayor, Walter Strelaski.
Yeah, I ran into
him
while
I was there, so I had a nice chat with him. And, yeah, it was just a great time. Unfortunately, as I say, the scoreboard, it didn't go in our favor. But well done, Mills. Looking forward to next season.
Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Do you remember those old, like, PlayStation 1 covers? It was just a polygon kind of rendering.
Yeah.
Raider.
Yeah, I always think of, like, they look people-ish, you know, but not quite totally realistic.
It's so
all very angular and
all that PlayStation 1 back in the polygon era where everything was all triangles. Well, what's really cool is there's a guy on X who ended up making a bunch of album covers to look like PlayStation 1 game covers.
Yes, a bunch of them. Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia, Lady Gaga's Fame Monster, Lana Del Rey's Born to Die, and a bunch more.
Yeah, even did try to do Beyonce's Renaissance, Eternal Sunshine, the newest album from Ariana Grande. It looks so cool, man. It's like a mix of like Tomb Raider or The Sims from back in the day. It's a really cool artwork, you know?
I almost want to see him do, like, just a whole bunch more. Like, take old classic albums and give it the same treatment.
Or even start finding other ones. Like, maybe take, like, a classic Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know, like the NES games where it was just all pixelated.
8-bit.
Yeah, and make cover albums like that. I would totally love to see somebody do something like this. But it was cool, actually, because it reminded me of old video games, but it's music albums.
Yeah, it's neat when somebody has a different take on something like that. Like, I still remember years ago when the White Stripes came out with the video for Fell in Love with a Girl, and it was all Lego animation.
Oh, man, you know what that's reminding me? I used to watch Much Music all the time as a kid, and I remember watching a lot of music videos, mostly just, like, random, like, metal artists, and they would make music videos, and it would be, like, 3D video game rendering as the animation.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Oh, man, we got to bring back more of those types of music videos, like animated, you know, claymation stuff, Lego stuff. More of that.
Do it.
Reader's an amateur screenwriter. It's a zombie horror romantic comedy mashup set in space.
No takers.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Today is the last day for the Fox FM and Harvard Media Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction.
That's right. If you want to have a chance to score some fantastic deals, you have until this evening. I'm not sure just what time the bids start closing, but you don't want to miss out on a chance to get some great, great deals. I'm looking at one right here in front of me. There's a Husqvarna stand-on lawnmower, a V548 from Prairieland Rental and Sales, valued at $13,299. The current bid, $4,240.
Damn!
That's wild.
Whoever is the winner of the bid is going to be a lucky person. You can outbid them, by the way, and
that's
still
right.
Get it for a steal. Less than face value items. These are things for home renovations, outdoor recreation. We're talking about gardening and landscaping, your vehicles and garages. Good example? Esther Hazy Ford has multiple gift certificates. You got a couple $250 gift certificates. Current bids on those, $80. $500 gift certificates to Esther Hazy Ford, valued at $500. Current bid, $165.
Yeah.
You get all of those. Imagine bidding on all of those, getting it for less than face value. You got parts, you got services, all that right there.
Exactly. Maybe you've got some work to do in the yard, or you want to pick. Maybe you want to pick up a quad or something, some kind of RV, or like I say, maybe you have a lot of work to do in the yard and you need to haul in things like gravel and soil and all that, and you're tired of asking the neighbor, hey, can I borrow your trailer?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you can bid right now on a 2022 Canada Trailers UT3K 6x10 trailer valued at $4,522. Current bid, $2,510.
Oh my goodness.
Save yourself right now a couple grand on that.
And that's from Fun Motorsports.
Yes.
I mean, that is such an incredible deal that you're getting. That and so much more. Like, Lynn's Point of View is offering multiple gift cards. Again, all for less than face value. Imagine getting a $750 gift card, current bid at $225. That's good for your blinds and your windows and shades.
Oh, yeah. Make your home more beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can have the latest blind technology to help you, you know, beautify your home. Let the sun shine in as you wish. You know, I mean, if you like getting in the kitchen and whipping things up, Whirlpool electric range with frozen bake technology from Thorsness Appliance, valued at $1,699. Current price, $610. The current bid.
That's
less than half price.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
That would be one heck of a deal. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you visit harvardmediaauctions.com, get registered up, and get bidding.
Yep, closes tonight.
Your car making weird noises? Just turn up more mornings on Fox FM to tune it out.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Now, it's one thing if, you know, just an ordinary person falls behind a little bit on their rent, but it's another thing when an entire restaurant fails to pay their rent.
Yeah, apparently the mayor of Flavortown is a little behind on the rent at one of his restaurants down in Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah, Guy Fieri is about $40,000 behind in rent. And this is only 3 years after signing a lease on this restaurant location.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they'll have to sell a ton of food.
Right? That's the thing. It's just like, maybe they're just not getting enough business at that restaurant. But apparently this isn't the first time it's happened. So another Guy Fieri restaurant, 2022, Mall of America sued Chicken Guy, his franchise, and Earl Enterprises because they claimed that the company owed $292,000 in past due rent.
Man, I don't know. Sometimes you kind of have to wonder, all these celebrity restaurants and chains and stuff, they seem to kind of do well for a while and then fade away. Like, I think of Planet Hollywood and some of the Hard Rocks. You know, there used to be, I think, a lot more Hard Rock cafes. Now there's kind of fewer and that. And the same thing maybe with Guy Fieri's restaurants, too.
It happened. There's a big YouTuber, Mr. Beast Burger, was a big thing in the U.S., and then he just kind of stopped. And everybody started complaining about the quality of the burgers and food and everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if Guy Fieri starts launching like a GoFundMe campaign. Help keep the doors open for Chicken Guy.
Maybe he'll go back to his roots and break out his old pretzel cart. That's how he started out.
Oh. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to talk some hockey, and it's pleased to be joined by the Wolsey Minor Hockey member, Vance Weber, who is part of the committee for the Wolseley Saskatchewan's Craft Hockeyville bid, and Wolseley Saskatchewan have been named one of the four finalists for Craft Hockey 2024. I guess good morning, Vance. I guess first off, what does it mean to be named one of the four communities as a finalist running this year?
You know, honestly, it is so exciting. We are completely and utterly pumped up and ready to roll on this. We've organized a massive committee of at least 20 people with subcommittees from that just to try to get the thing done. I've never seen this community, any group go so fast and so excited. It's amazing, honestly. We're happy.
I know this has been going on for many, many years, I guess. What was the maybe idea behind the town of Wolseley and just getting the Wolseley Sports bike back? Why did you guys enter this contest?
Well, you know what? We are on year 44 of a 25-year design on our ice plant, and she's really showing her age. It's been maintained diligently by our town. Like, we care to make sure our things look good and work good. It's been maintained diligently, so we've almost got twice the expected lifespan out of it. But she's showing her age, and we need to replace it, and that is not cheap.
Ben, so I guess how important is the rink? You mentioned a little bit before, but how important is the rink and just hockey in the town of Wolseley and for any small town?
Well, you know, that's the thing. In Saskatchewan, those cold winters, you need something. And that rink where you can go grab a coffee, have a burger, solve the world's problem, and cheer on your kids. It just feels right, and it fits in good and lifts your spirits. And we need a hockey rink here. We don't need a concrete parking lot. And that, honestly, Craft Hockeyville might be the difference between that.
I know there's been many towns in the past, like Tuna and so on and so forth. Pence as well has been a part of Craft Hockeyville, I guess. So what is it like to have a whole province behind you?
Well, we are praying it is, and we feel like it's going to be, and it's actually really rewarding. A lot of people have reached out and said congratulations, and how can we help, and that's great. I know one of the Ituna guys actually was in our rink for a U11 hockey tournament just this weekend, and he was talking to us about it. That was pretty cool. Pence, a friend of mine, is on their board, and so he's been giving me advice. It's really cool, like, the community of Wolseley feels like it's like the community of Saskatchewan now, and we appreciate that.
I know we have listeners in Manitoba as well as all of Saskatchewan, I guess. How can people maybe participate and help you guys out?
So what you need to do is, if you want to support us, get out social media posts saying hashtag CraftHockeyville/Wolseley. Also, you need to vote on the 29th. You need to pre-register. So go to our website, and we're going to be making a QR code. We have made a QR code, and we just need to publicize it a lot. And that'll lead you directly to our website. You register to vote, and then starting at 7 a.m. on the 29th, straight through till 3 p.m. on the 30th of March, you can vote as many times as you want. So I'd love people to buy a couple of extra cups of coffee that day, maybe lose a little bit of sleep, and vote for Saskatchewan for the win.
Awesome, Vance. Anything else you want to add? And just I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it for the event and hoping for the best here at the end of the month, eh?
Yeah, it's going to be a big celebration, but a really lot of hard work. We got a lot of diligent people. It's going to be fun. And I think it's going to be one of those things that we're going to look back on fondly and think this really helped our town. Thank you for that, Saskatchewan. And also thanks for your radio station. Like, we appreciate you and Kraft for giving us this opportunity.
Vance, thanks a lot for doing this and best luck with everything. And we're rooting for you guys here in Saskatchewan and Manitoba as well.
Thank you. You have yourselves a great day and looking forward to getting you guys' votes on the 29th and 30th.
Once again, that's my chat with Vance Weber. He's part of Wolseley Minor Hockey as the town of Wolseley. And the Wolseley Sports Blanks have been one of the top four finalists for 2024's edition of Kraft Hockeyville. You can vote for Wolseley starting on March the 29th and for one day only at www.crafthockeyville.ca. Wolseley wins. The community gets $250,000 for arena upgrades and a chance to host the NHL preseason game. On behalf of Vance Weber, I'm Benny Walchuk.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Lady Gaga on Fox FM. Today's her birthday, actually, by the way.
Yes, 38 years old today.
Happy birthday, Lady Gaga. Yeah, born in 1986.
Wow.
Been a pretty decent fan of her for the longest time, ever since she blew up.
Oh, yeah. She's probably at or near the top of my concert bucket list. I've Ooh. Been able to see a lot of my favorites play live.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Lady Gaga show, but I would love to go check that out.
Hopefully she'll be doing another meat suit concert again.
Reader eats so much Cheese Whiz, Kraft sent a thank you for putting their kids through college.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I almost got away with it. Every single year, I accidentally call Easter Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I was mentioned, this is off the air, I was like, yeah, for the first time in years, I finally haven't said Thanksgiving instead of Easter.
And then a couple minutes later, while we were chatting off mic, what does he do?
I'm like, yeah, what can we talk about for Thanksgiving? And then you're like, Easter. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why I keep calling Easter Thanksgiving. My mind gets confused because they're both like mid-season turkey holidays. You know, spring turkey holidays and then fall turkey holiday.
Okay.
So I just, for some reason, my mind's like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Even though we're approaching April. I remember I said this on the air even a couple years ago, and I had people texting in being like, why did you just say Thanksgiving? You mean Easter? And I was like, oh, no.
So, like, do you call up friends and family on their birthdays and say happy St. Patrick's Day?
Merry Christmas to my sister, born in March. Yeah.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... Wait, yeah, that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just giving you another reminder about the Harvard Media and Fox FM Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auctions. These are things that are great for outdoor recreation or living, home renovations, gardening and landscaping, garages, vehicles, and more, including some really cool local ones. McMunn and Yates Furniture and Appliances in Yorkton's offering a Palm Bliss 5-piece outdoor dining set. So you get the table and you get 4 chairs. Retail value $1,370. Current bid is $411. Less than retail value. That's what you can get that 5-piece outdoor dining set for. Spring is here. The snow should be melting soon. As you are thinking about that, might as well improve your deck. So go to harvardmediaauctions.com. You can go ahead and click on the Yorkton thing at the very top right. It actually showcases a lot of different things, not just Yorkton, but our whole listening area. Get bidding now, because auction closes tonight.
It might be time for Reader to invest in a new couch.
Too many naps have given it a permanent sag.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
In case you missed it, our sports director, Benny Walchuk, ended up chatting with Vince Weber all about Hockeyville, Kraft Hockeyville, as the Wolseley Sportsplex is as well, the community of Wolseley is part of the Final Four, and voting opens tomorrow, by the way. And yes, the Wolseley Sportsplex, they are looking to get improvements. The winner gets $250,000 towards improvements of their arena or rink, as well as a chance for an NHL preseason game. So if you want to take a listen to the whole thing, go to foxfmonline.ca or on the app, and take a listen to the interview that Benny had there, or just go and vote tomorrow. You can go to crafthockeyville.ca. Tomorrow is when you can vote, as many times as you can.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.